now a lavish tale of two communities. Indian Summers is a new 10-part British TV drama that had its American debut on PBS this past weekend. It is set in 1932. The British rule India, and as is their annual tradition, they retreat into the hills to stay cool during the summer.
I want to meet him where there's new sweethearts.
But while the British sip gin and tonics and other refreshing spirits, surrounded by servants and gossip, the Indian streets are brewing with calls for independence.
A nation!
Yeah!
Jai Hind!
Jai Hind!
Indian Summers is a modern TV show about empire and race and the relationships that cross those lines. And joining us from London is the series creator, Paul Ruttman. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
What was the inspiration for Indian Summers?
The inspiration was a holiday I took with my family. I should say my wife is Indian, and so we go back from time to time. And we were travelling through Darjeeling. There was a hotel I'd always wanted to stay in. Used to be in what they call the British time, an old sort of boarding house. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's now a hotel. I got talking to the manager there, and she said, let me show you this thing. She took me to this cupboard. And she opened this cupboard and out fell this sort of giant treasure trove of old photographs of how it was back then in the 30s and 40s. And it was pictures of just ordinary Brits from all over the place dressed up for tea dances and dinners and living this life of sort of dukes and duchesses, you know. And it struck me that often there were Indian servants in the background, none of whom seemed to be allowed to look directly to the camera. They were always looking down, looking off. And also you had this sense that these were just ordinary people, or, you know, they weren't grand.
But
know?
Part of what Indian Summers is about here is that the Brits in India, as you say, came from all over the ladder of the British class system. Mm-hmm. But in India, they lived like very privileged people and enjoyed a very grand situation.
That's absolutely right. I think it was expected of people in India. And it was very much understood that, you know, a minimum of 12 servants to run a household mm-hmm. was recommended. And anything less than that was tricky.
Would the British actually move all of their goods into the hills for the summer season, as it's depicted here?
Absolutely. You know, in fact, what we've depicted is small fry compared with the reality. You know, originally, Delhi wasn't the capital of India. It was Calcutta. And people used to make a far greater journey from Calcutta all the way up to Simla, which would take, you know, over 3 days, carrying all their worldly goods and chattels on elephants and horseback with lines of coolies, as they were known, carrying them all the way up to the hills. And people did because they could, because they could get away with it. It was an exhibition of their power and supremacy.
I want to ask you about the character Cynthia.
Sure.
It's Julie Waters is the actress mm-hmm. who plays her. She runs the club, which is the center of social existence of this British community in the hill station during the summer.
To all of you strangers up for the first time, welcome. And as for the rest of you, cheats, adulterers, slaves of empire, here to rule this great nation for another glorious 6 months.
Absolutely.
I want no moaning about my milk punch.
She is a very devious. She's a schemer. She's, like many of the Brits around her, a racist. Do you think she's seen as a sympathetic character by audiences at all, or an utterly villainous one?
It's interesting you ask that, because I was talking to Julie about this the other day, and we both get very upset when people describe her as a sort of monster or, you know, purely wicked. I think she's a very compelling character. There's a rather sort of bitter survival instinct in her. You know, she'll do anything to protect her patch. And so I think she is someone who is willing to kind of say the things that other people won't say in the interests of staying on.
And she is an example of a character who is not bred of the gentility from England.
That's absolutely right, yes. She's a sort of Cockney East End girl, you know, a military wife, and has made a life for herself out here in India, you know. And I think for her, and for many people like her, you know, home is India now. It is her club. And so she's there. She's hanging on to her life and to this idea of empire in a very personal way, you know, because if Britain loses India, then she has no home.
The story of Indian Summers isn't just about the Brits in India. It's about the Indians who are still 15 years away from independence. And often the ways in which the lines between those two communities are crossed is through sexual desire, to put it bluntly. How much transgressive sex was there during the Raj, do you figure?
I think that there were a number of examples of people who did enjoy that kind of transgressive sexual encounters. I think that the sort of larger point, though, is that when the Brits first went out at the beginning of the 19th century, it was fine. British entrepreneurs gladly took Indian wives and nothing was thought of it. It was only towards the end of things, after the mutiny in the middle of the 19th century, in those last years, that actually the British changed their attitude and they decided that this was not the way to carry on and we had to be much more defensive about the way we lived out there and the Indians should be kept at arm's length. And increasingly they were seen as something perhaps a little bit more dangerous. So I think it was a live front line, and I think it was probably considered more acceptable for British men to have Indian mistresses, and rather less acceptable for British women to explore romantic encounters with Indian men.
I think when Americans see a program about India that's come from Britain, the assumption is that in Britain they really know a lot more about this. They're much more connected. Is the British audience still savvy about the subcontinent, or is it so long ago that the empire ended that?
That's a great question. I think the interesting thing is that we tend to sweep the whole thing under the carpet. The British are very uncomfortable talking about the empire, and so in fact the show when it came out did begin a bit of a debate here about that sort of thing. But I think in general, people on the sort of the right wing of politically tend to look back on the empire as a rather wonderful thing, as a grand episode in our history, and people on the left see it as something that we should castigate ourselves over, you know. And so in a way, it's sort of that rather kind of bipolar response to the whole thing makes it quite fertile territory. It makes it quite uncomfortable viewing over here in the UK. But I think that the story of empires in general is something that many different countries can respond to, you know. That sense of kind of waning power, of having let go of something. I think it haunts the British still. You know, I think we're still bothered by it. We still have this feeling that maybe we were bigger, better people then, or a greater power then, and that we have to kind of strut on the world stage a little more than perhaps we have any right to.
Well, Paul Ruttman, thanks a lot for talking with us about the show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Paul Ruttman, who spoke to us from London, is the creator of Indian Summers.